The Ottoman Wheelers fall to the Lennox Tigers in the second round of playoff action, 33-8. Not only did the Tigers hold the Wheelers to just 8 points, they held them scoreless in the second, third, and fourth quarters. While the score looked like the game was out of hand, the Wheelers stayed tight through the beginning of the first quarter. Lennox started things off in the scoring column with a breakaway rush by Jordan Martin England as he rushed for a 39-yard rushing touchdown to put the Tigers up 7-0. Ottoman also scored on their first offensive drive with multiple marches downfield, including a 37-yard pass to Austin Christensen that helped lead to a 7-yard touchdown rush by Aaron Olson. The Wheelers scored on their 2-point conversion, which gave them their first and only lead. That lead didn't last long, as the Tigers went back to answer on the scoreboard once again. With multiple plays downfield, the Tigers bounced back as they handed the ball off to Dalton Kinsman as he rushed in for a 3-yard touchdown to put Lennox up 13-8. The second quarter saw scoring on the Tigers' side of the field once again. After a fumble by the Wheelers, the Tigers took advantage of the opportunity and drove down the field on just one play. Gabe Funk had a route set up for Donald Basher downfield as he passed for a 33-yard touchdown to put the Tigers up 19-8. Before the half, the Wheelers attempted another drive as they went all the way down to the 5-yard line as they were second and goal. Aaron Olson looked in the end zone and threw right to Gabe Funk as he intercepted the ball to end the half with a 19-8 Lennox lead. While Ottoman was looking to start off the third quarter on a high note, things did not go their way, as Lennox was able to add on another rushing touchdown by quarterback Gabe Funk as he rushed in for a 19-yard touchdown after a breakaway play. Ottoman was not able to do anything on their offensive drives after seeing Evan Holtz come out of the game and didn't see the junior return to the field. Lennox went into the fourth quarter leading 27-8. In the fourth quarter, the Tigers went on to add another touchdown rush by Dalton Kinsman for his second rushing touchdown on the night. That not only put Lennox further ahead, but ended up being the final score of the game, as Lennox won 33-8. Leading for Lennox on the night was Jordan Martin England with 159 rushing yards and a touchdown. Gabe Funk was right behind England with 102 rushing yards and earned a rushing and throwing touchdown. Dalton Kinsman not only had two touchdowns, but also rushed for 55 yards in the game. Lennox advances to the next round as they will take on Bedford after their win over Exira EHK. The Ottoman Wheelers were led by Aaron Olson with 75 rushing yards and one rushing touchdown. Evan Alt also rushed for 54 yards on the night to add on to the board. Olson went 3-3 in the passing game with 44 passing yards with a 37-yard pass to Austin Christensen. Head coach Sean Burks was proud of his seniors on their overall successful season, as they not only turned things around in the win column, but they turned around the program with their leadership.
Yeah, proud of the seniors. You know, last year was a 4-6 season. It was a rough season. You know, they were upperclassmen, and you know, it's hard to be leaders as juniors, but when it's your turn as seniors, you really find out. And we replaced half our starters and some quality kids, just like we did the year before. So we could have come out and gone 3-5 or something like that again. But we won a lot of close games. We won our district. And a big reason of that is our seniors really matured and were really good leaders.
Looking ahead for Ottoman, the Wheelers lose 4 offensive starters and 4 defensive starters coming into next season. There is still a lot ahead for Ottoman, but at the same time, you cannot forget a very successful season for the Wheelers and their perseverance in their 8-game winning streak.
Well, we got a lot of things we need to shore up. You know, we're not where we need to be. A lot of our weaknesses were exploited individually and as a team. So it'll be something we turn back to see what are some things that we need to work on. And we've got a lot of guys coming back. You never want to turn the page too fast. You want to make sure you enjoy this. But at the same time, as a coach of a program, you're always looking at the future. As coaches, we've been talking about it all season. You always are. You're always thinking about the future. You know, our JV guys had an undefeated season. Our junior high had a 1-loss season. Those kids are really looking forward to next year. I know they are. They've always kind of talked to 8th graders. I know them pretty well, and they've been talking about when they're in high school. You know, our JV guys kind of talked about when it's their time. So, you know, we could push 40 kids out for football next year. Should have a lot of competition for some spots. Hopefully we're deep enough we can do a little more platooning and subbing and some guys that are, you know, more just on special teams and attack the weight room, attack our off-season sports, get bigger, get faster, get stronger, learn how to compete in those other sports. And we'll come next summer with some ideas on how to change. You know, this summer, we figured out ways to use Evan Ault. You know, next summer, what that's going to be, I don't know. I'm not ready to process that yet. But we'll, as coaches, we always go to clinics. We share some ideas. We feel like we do a pretty good job of figuring out what's going to suit our kids. And we got a lot of kids coming back, so we'll figure out the best way to utilize them, and we'll go from there.
Lennox takes on Bedford in the next round as the Wheelers finish their season 8-2 overall. I'm Zach Collins reporting.